God bless you. God bless you. I want to thank you so much for documenting your seed. And this was pertaining to the honey. And I told everyone to get the honey and to read the Bible verse. And not only that, I told everyone to write down on that piece of paper what one thing they were looking for God to bring, or one thing they were looking for the Lord to cancel. Now, I want you to read this, and I want you to get honey. And I want you to take this honey in 3 days, or three times a week for the rest of the year. I want you to do this because the Lord spoke to me. And he said, it's time for you to have an experience with him. It's time. This is what I want you to do. I want you to go to read 1 Samuel chapter 14, verse 27. And it says there, but Jonathan had not heard that his father had bound the people with oaths. So he reached out the end of his staff that was in his hand and dipped it into the honeycomb, and he raised his hand to his mouth, and his eyes were open. I want you to read this for the next 3 days. I want you to read it 3 days a week. And you'll read this Bible verse with it, and you will take the honey and you will hold it in your right hand. And after you have read it, you will eat the honey, and you will say, Father, as you have opened Jonathan's eyes, also open my eyes. If you have opened Jonathan's eyes, Lord, open my eyes, and the Lord will open your eyes. I want you to do this consistently, and if you can do it before you go to sleep, you would do it. You say, Lord, speak to me in dreams. Show me dreams. Speak to me, Father. And I want you to do this until the ending of this year. Also, I want you to begin to get that paper that you had wrote down. And what I want you to do is I want you to set this paper in an area where you can pour something on, even if you have to get a bucket, whatever. You know, I want you to set this paper in a bucket, and I want you to get grape juice like the blood of Jesus. And you'll say, Jesus, seven times, I turn this to the blood of Jesus. And you'll say it seven times. And you would do this once a week, and you would take this and you would pour a little bit on that paper, and you'll say, by the blood of Jesus, I command this to come. If you prayed for student loans to be canceled, by the blood of Jesus, I command my student loan to be canceled. You'll say this seven times, and then you will enter into prayer, and you'll praise and worship, and you'll just speak to him, and you will see that God is going to eliminate whatever has been holding you back. Consistently do this, follow these instructions, and you'll see that God will begin to move. God bless you.